I saw this Twitter post. Twitter X. Twitter. Twitter is my favorite hell site, you know. I get a lot of information from Twitter because it's just unfiltered, raw, and usually screwy people that are just posting like stuff that they should not put on the internet. Here's one. This woman is named Cody Sanchez. The title of the post is "Divorce is Awful. Here's true lessons from going through it." One, marrying well is the biggest life hack of all. I think that's true. Number two, marrying poorly is a costly path to misery. Choose wisely. Number three, when someone gets divorced, I often say, "I'm sorry and congratulations." What? Usually there is pain and freedom. Number four, money makes people a shell of themselves during divorce. Do not fall to that level. You can make more money later. Number five, there is always an exit tax on freedom. Expect it. Number six, careful of shadow influences, people who whisper in the ear of your former spouse. Fear and pain that can take an amicable divorce and turn it into a nightmare. Number seven, find someone who has walked the path before you. Taboo subjects will leave you feeling lonely and alone. Number eight, it is going to be okay. If you learn from this, you will be better, and likely so will your spouse. Reading a Twitter thread from Cody Sanchez, we're on number eight. We're not even halfway through. Number nine, mediation, arbitration, trial. Avoid trial at all costs. Try for mediation. Cheaper, faster, less contentious. Number 10, find an attorney who lists on their website. They help do divorce amicably. If one spouse has a wartime attorney, it will turn into war. Try to avoid that. Number 11, grab your loved ones close. A place to stay, a friend to wake up to, a person to watch movies into the night. 12, don't allow anyone to shame you. Of course you wanted it to work. Hopefully you tried hard. Those who secretly want divorces are often the loudest to yell at you for your choice. 13, tears. You will shed a lot of them. It's okay. 14, find something to look forward to. A trip, a project. You can get lost looking in the past. Look ahead. Number 15, in this advice from this obviously divorced woman, you can find incredible love and commitment after this. I did. It will take work, but it will be worth it. That's a new word. That's a new code word, commitment. 16, write daily and often. Pain will be repeated until you learn from it. 17, if no one else says this to you, you will have given it your all. And your marriage is truly not right. You are making a very brave move. Hold your head up. You're so brave. You're brave. Number 18, you will lose friends. They will choose sides. They won't all choose yours, but the real gems will choose you. Ha ha! Your friends will support your divorce. Those are the true friends. Number 19, people will talk about you. Who cares? I actually agree with that one. I don't care if people talk about me. Lots of people talk about me, actually. Cody Sanchez on the hell site, formerly known as Twitter. It's now called X. I think I'm just going to keep calling it Twitter X. I don't know who this person is or why I came across this tweet. She has 500,000 followers, this person. I don't know if she only talks about divorce or not. I think she has, actually, I think she's some kind of business podcaster. Got a VC fund. Seems like a total narcissist. She has, there's a video clip here. It has been viewed like a million times. Shall we? Dare we? Dare we listen to it? Do you want to know what the voice of the woman who would type these things out? Hold your head high. You're doing the brave thing. Your real friends will support you. You gave it your all, and guess what? You'll find commitment. That's the word, commitment. That's all marriage is, just a commitment. You'll find it. On the next try, or maybe the next one thereafter, here she is.
I'm married to a handsome man with a beautiful house, country clubs, Range Rovers, and friends who look like they're on The Real Housewives. But tonight, I'm walking into the living room as the sun sets to break the heart of a man I promised forever to. He's far from perfect, but in this moment, all I feel is agony. I speak softly. It's not working. I want a divorce. And I'm leaving tonight. As soon as the words leave my mouth, I see the 6'1", 245-pound man crumple to the ground, sobbing, begging me to stay. It is an awful thing to watch someone so strong, whom you once loved, break, and I've never felt greater guilt or shame than in that moment. With eyes so blurry I can barely see, I leave empty-handed out of the door of the house I just finished decorating into a home. I spent nights sleepless and alone, and when I told my own mother, she also cried. Tears, that's all I felt like I had to give. I never shared all the hardness in that marriage with her. It was my burden to carry, but I also didn't quite realize the moment would change my life forever. I left a man, a city, all my things, and eventually a career I spent more than a decade building. And I had to lose everything before I came to the knowledge I hope I can leave some of you guys with today that, you know, I didn't have at the time. After I got divorced, everything changed for me. I started getting pushed out of the company. I wasn't right for the culture anymore. And candidly, I didn't fit. I had built up a business with nearly $1 billion in assets under management. And despite that, I took nothing with me. No severance, no equity, no clients, no assets. I had built someone else's castle twice and walked away with nothing. And I swore I'd never do it again. And in that moment, I knew I'd go all in on my own thing. I'd share it with the world and I'd never play small for another person again. Ownership, the only true key to freedom. And maybe I share some of that too, because the truth of it is that when you get divorced, all that's going to happen to you too, if you end up going through this awful thing. And so I'm sorry in advance, but sometimes when you know what's coming, it makes it easier to bear. And nobody told me things like that. Like I was, you know, I don't think I told anybody when eventually I told my parents that I was going to get divorced and I filed the next week. It usually takes a few years to build up the courage. And then I can kind of promise you also that you'll be okay on the other side, both of them. I think he's happier now. He's happily married. He's got the white picket fence he wants. He's got the kids. He's got the wife at home. It's great. It's exactly what he wanted from life. And I was never going to be that person. And that is okay too. I also don't think we have to villainize the people that...
Oh, I think she just revealed something. He's got the kids that he always wanted out of life. I'm guessing that you are just Mrs. Career. Mrs. Career here didn't want to have children because she was too busy making a financial empire for her Hebrew overlords.
That were not right for us. And that's often what people do too. And that really just goes to show that you have a little bit of shame and guilt that you're projecting out. And I try to not have that anymore. The divorce itself probably cost me $20,000 to $60,000 in legal fees, but it was in Texas. Texas is pretty quick. So I think it happened in 90 days, something like that.
And then career-wise, how much do you think that set you back?
Well, I had to give up a lot of my assets. So I gave up more in the divorce because I was the one that wanted it. So he took more. But I think, you know, that's a multi-million dollar expense for sure with breaking up the assets. And then from a business perspective, we actually worked together. So this was kind of wild. I ran the Latin American business and he worked inside of another district in the US. And so for a period, we had to work together. And then he left the company for a minute. And the part that was the hardest is the company brought him back after some drama happened at the company. And they brought him back without telling me. And I was, you know, like a senior person at the firm. And so I never forgave him for that. And I ended up leaving and putting my number two in charge because it's really hard. I mean, could you imagine working with your ex all the time? At the time, I think I lost all the friends I had in Dallas at the time, because they were members of the same country club. They ended up sort of quote unquote siding with him. And whether or not they would say that, I mean, it's Texas. So it's more like, bless your heart, you know, not answering any phone calls. And then, you know, I ended up moving into a small place in Dallas to sort of stabilize myself. I have two friends that I kept from that time period. And then I ended up leaving Dallas because I just felt like I couldn't be the person I wanted to be in this town that I had been somebody else. There were too many memories. And so I ended up leaving. And then I was building up this business and he came back into it. And I didn't want that. And so I ended up leaving that firm too. So my whole life kind of had to change after that. And thank God. I mean, I think sometimes the universe kicks you in the ass when you won't do it yourself. Like I needed to leave because we weren't the right fit. I needed to leave the firm because our ethics did not align. I needed to leave Dallas because it's not my city and it never was. And so now I'm in Austin and it's just much more my vibe. And so thankfully it all worked out, but it was really, really hard. And I had this little thing I wrote about it, which says it better than I can. So maybe I'll actually read this to you guys. So I write this thing called the Contrarian Tinkering Weekly Snippet, and this is part of it. So
we don't want to hear that. We don't need to hear the Contrarian Weekly Snippet. We've already heard enough from this woman. So here she is. She is, I guess, Twitter famous. We just heard from this woman named Cody Sanchez. And Cody has found herself a new city. She's moved from Dallas to Austin to escape the shame of her divorce. And she wrote this long Twitter thread about how it's okay to get divorced, and it means you're brave, and it means that that your life will be better on afterwards, and people are going to talk about you, and you may lose friends. Write about your pain, diary about it, journal about it, find someone to watch movies with late into the night. You're going to have many tears. Don't allow anyone to shame you. The ones who are shaming you are the ones who secretly want to have a divorce anyway. Find an attorney who will do it amicably. It doesn't have to be World War III. And just pay the money, pay the tax, and move on. That's what she says to do. Cody Sanchez. Advice to women from a woman. A working woman. A successful woman. A woman in the financial world who has lots of followers. ContrarianThinking.co, MainStreetHold.co. This is a woman who's running websites. She runs a investment fund. It's all so tiring, ladies and gentlemen, when you see how bad our culture is and who these so-called influencers are, or the people who are doling out advice. What kind of person would listen to this? I'll tell you what kind of person would listen to this.